Whether you use a reed or a stick or even a lunging whip, gosh, the word whip has terrible old feelings about it, doesn't it? Or whether you whip your shirt off like I did one day when I didn't have anything else to use, and crikey, didn't that make the neighbour's eyes pop out? Just kidding, I'm pretty sure that no one saw me. No matter what you use to help you explain what you're looking for from your horse, it's our job to make sure that they are not afraid of it. For example, I noticed that when I was feeding up that a new adjustment horse was afraid of the stick even when it was just sitting in my hands quietly. Peppy went seriously into his oh shit zone if I so much as waved it gently at someone. Now, that is absolutely not okay with me, that I have a horse who is even just a bit anxious about something, let alone so afraid of something that I'm using routinely. Well, you know, I tried various ways of finding a comfort zone with it easily. I tucked it tight under my arm when I was near him and other things like that. But none of them worked well enough. So at the end of one feeding session, after everyone else had finished and walked off, I started to play with Peppy with the stick with the intention of helping him find a comfort zone about it. I knew I couldn't play with it close to him without pushing him into his oh shit zone, and I wanted him to be no worse than his not too sure zone when I started to move the stick. So I had to start a very long way away from him. What I did was I very gently fanned the stick along the ground in front of me, ever so casually, not asking anything, just standing there giving it a bit of a swish. But I did this as I backed away from him. That's the important part of this lesson. I kept fanning the stick, swishing it a little as I backed away, using the backing away to take even more pressure off him, to help him even more quickly find a comfort zone again. And when I got far enough away, I stopped swishing, leant on the stick, waited for him to process, and then chew. And I finished for the day on that chew. But you can use the opposites of your good feelings and your not quite rights to decide whether it's okay for you to do it a few times in one session or not. You might have more time than I did that day. Next feed up, I did the same thing. After feeding and everyone else was grazing again, I used the stick and string with just a little more energy swishing the stick around this time. This time I let the rope part of the stick actually flop on the ground, slowly and rhythmically, asking nothing of anybody, just walking backwards ever so casually again, taking the pressure off by walking backwards. And then I stopped and waited for the chew again. Then on one of the days, maybe the third day I think it was, I walked away from him using the stick, then keeping the same rhythm with the stick moving, I started walking towards him, approaching and retreating, walking towards him and away from him, using my connection to him, my good feelings and my not quite rights to know when to move forward and when to move back. And then I stopped again and waited for the chew. Throughout all these days of working with the stick, Peppy was doing lots of that processing that I talked about in the bonus lesson of the 6 keys to happiness with your horse. He released a lot of old fears and traumas. But on that last day, he had a huge release with huge yawns. And now he has a comfort zone with the stick. I can walk up to Peppy, dragging the stick behind me or tucked under my arm, and I can say hello. I can even stroke him while the stick's in my other hand and have that in his comfort zone. But even more importantly than that, his whole body shape changed. His muscles plumped out in places where they'd been straight, his spine straightened a bit, and his overall sense of well-being was dramatically improved. You know, old Peppy's in retirement here, and he's told us that he's in the process of winding down to leave this earth. So I see no need to take the exercise further and be able to rub him with a stick or anything like that. But if he were a young horse who had a lifetime of interaction ahead of him, I would probably do that. I would probably even get a young horse comfortable about using a stick with much higher energy than I use with Peppy too. It's a good thing to have my horse used to all kinds of high energy before I think about sitting on their back. I don't want any accidental slipping into the oh shit zone then. So have a think, folks, and notice whether there are any tools that you are using, whether to play the mirror game or at any other time, that need some version of this approach and retreat for your horse to find a comfort zone with it.